Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about how the great I Am sent Moses. And we'll take a look at this from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. This is what the Lord said to Moses. Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God gave Moses a big job to do. He told Moses to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt to Mount Sinai and then to the promised land of Canaan. Before Moses could confront Pharaoh, he had to first get the confidence of his fellow Israelites. The first thing they would ask was, who sent you anyway? God told Moses just how to respond. 40 years before, Moses probably would have said something like this, what do you mean, who sent me? I'm Moses from the house of Pharaoh. I'm a prince of Egypt. Of course I'm the right man to deliver you. But 40 years of tending somebody else's sheep out on the backside of the desert took away Moses' sense of self-reliance. Instead of trusting in how great he was and how prepared he was, now Moses simply had to trust God's answer to the question. God told Moses that his name was I Am, because God simply is. There was never a time when he did not exist, nor was there a time when he will cease to exist. The name I Am has within it the idea that God is completely independent, that he relies on nothing or no one for life or existence. God doesn't need anybody or anything. Life is in himself. Also, in the idea behind the name I Am is the sense that God is the becoming one. God becomes whatever is lacking in our time of need. Therefore, the name I Am invites us to fill in the blank to meet our need. When we are in darkness, Jesus says, I am the light. When we are hungry, he says, I am the bread of life. When we are defenseless, he says, I am the good shepherd. God is the becoming one, becoming what we need. Now, being the messenger of the great God, the name I Am was the only credentials that Moses had. He could not present himself as a prince, as a ruler, as a man of great power and accomplishment. There was nothing in himself. It was all in the God who sent him. Here's one example from John chapter 8, verse 24. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. To have the I Am behind you is enough. God is for you. The I Am is behind you and ready to be what you need him to be. He is still the becoming one.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.